From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump's announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to a list of state sponsors of terrorism over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
This designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea and related persons and supports our maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime. Tomorrow, the Treasury Department will be announcing an additional sanction and a very large one on North Korea, and this will be going on over the next 2 weeks. It'll be the highest level of sanctions by the time it's finished over a two-week period.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's part of a peaceful pressure campaign he hopes will lead to a diplomatic breakthrough, although the North is already heavily sanctioned.
It may, though, disrupt and dissuade some third parties from undertaking certain activities with North Korea, as it does impose a prohibition on a number of other activities that might not be covered.
Japan and South Korea welcomed the announcement. The North, first designated a state sponsor of terrorism in 1988, was removed from the list in 2008. After it appeared to cooperate in implementing a nuclear disarmament agreement. Zimbabwe's longtime leader, Robert Mugabe, faces the prospect of impeachment Tuesday that could lead to his eventual ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as party leader of ZANU-PF. Simon K. Amoyo is a party spokesman.
A caucus of ZANU-PF parliamentarians, which has just concluded, was attended by 230 ZANU-PF members of parliament. Out of 260 members, has endorsed the impeachment.
It criticizes the 93-year-old leader of being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over an unprecedented economic collapse for the past 15 years. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday expressed horror over video footage showing migrants being sold as slaves in Libya.
I abhor these appalling acts and call upon all competent authorities to investigate these activities without delay and to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Guterres said slavery has no place in the world, calling such actions among the most egregious of rights abuses that may amount to crimes against humanity. Video was aired last week in an apparent live auction where black men were presented to North African buyers as potential farmhands. At a meeting in Brussels Monday, Amsterdam and Paris won the right to host two European Union agencies based in London once Brexit talks on the UK divorce from the Union is complete. The European Medicines Authority goes to Amsterdam, the European Banking Authority to Paris. Halbe Zijlstra is the Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister.
Of course, the Netherlands is very pleased with the trust given to us by other European countries and the European Medicine Agency moving towards Amsterdam. It's good news for patients all through Europe, so because we can deliver continuity on medicines being available on the market and continuity on controls on bad medicines in the European market.
Paris took a step closer to being Europe's financial center when it won the right to host the European Banking Authority, despite a bid by rival Frankfurt. Iran Monday slammed an Arab League resolution accusing Tehran of aggression in the region, calling it worthless. Sunday's Arab League meeting was called by Saudi Arabia. It followed the firing of a ballistic missile at Riyadh from Yemen by Houthi rebels, the Saudis said, are backed by Iran. Egypt-sponsored reconciliation talks are getting underway Tuesday in Cairo, among several Palestinian political factions, including Hamas, which controls Gaza, and the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. The two sides last month announced their intention to form a unity government. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Monday U.S. and Afghan forces are targeting Taliban opium factories in rest of southern Helmand province to try to cut the insurgent economic lifeline.
They make their money in a couple of ways. One is the narcotics trafficking, second, illegal mining, kidnapping for hire, murder, etc. So largely they have evolved into a criminal organization and truly fit the definition of a narco-insurgency.
Helmand province, the single largest producer of opium, which the UN warned reached record levels last year. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday accused Myanmar, also known as Burma, of long-term discrimination and persecution of the Rohingya Muslim minority, amounting to what it called apartheid. Amnesty said it compiled information, including interviews over 2 years, concluding the Rohingya are subjected to what it called a vicious system of state-sponsored, institutionalized discrimination. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. But later on in the show today, I'll be having Odile Kudu as my guest. Odile is from Cote d'Ivoire and she's a writer. Today we're going to talk about her book. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's get on with some music. Starting off from Ghana, Idem in Over Again. And right after that, South Africa's TKZ coming with Chibodo and Enrique by Kofi Olomide from the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, Over Again, the sound of Idem from Ghana.
My party died down. Breaking hearts way dog gum. Hey. Me a take gum. I won't keep him suspect gum. My party died gum. He breaking hearts way dog gum. Hey. Me a they like gum. I won't keep him suspect gum. Get him up. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I know they love you over and over and over and over again. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I know they love you. Okay, how come? Oh. I bring you none of the way you learn. The clock at your firm and you pick up. So, the way you do it, you put on the side of that. You invite them. Get up. The bleed. By your cook, you can come up with the body side of a future rapper back come. That was a rap doctor, Abba Duncan. Okay, that's a favor you die top. But do go me look and she in a love for right come. Mama will go above and down. Above and above, woman, I get up. Get him up. She blunt out a sight come. Sight come. My body like come. Like come. Kaka my jibu my jina dama glow. Ala banya si my glow. I know right now. Get him up. My party die town. He breaking hearts way dog gum. Me a take gum. I won't keep him suspect gum. My party die town. He breaking hearts way dog gum. Me a they like gum. I won't keep him suspect gum. Get him up. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I go they love you over and over and over and over again. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I'm gonna love you over and over and over and over again. See your spectrum. When I was a little leaf for your black over me, your body. So you know the right down. And I give on your queen, I'm a judgment on your funny, you say. Then you dog gum. No man, I want a man, you know what you're going to do with your greed. If I stop pump, the girl, they beat cake, can you want rock gum? For me, tell them, I won't keep pump. Yo, Dolly, don't open a cake, come. Oh. Bam nam, but no one low more makoga show and no blagan my dick. Then lock come, now motherfucker. A snipe pump. Give me gear with your man that treats you nice and holler at me and left fun. Get him up. My party die town. He breaking hearts way dog gum. Me a take gum. I won't keep him suspect gum. My party die town. He breaking hearts way dog gum. Me a they like gum. I won't keep him suspect gum. Get him up. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay, I go to love you over and over and over and over again. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay, I go to love you over and over and over and over again.
My body died down, breaking heart, they dug down. Me and they light up, I won't keep on suspect up. My body died down, breaking heart, they dug down. Me and they light up, so I won't keep on suspect up. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I love you over and over and over and over again. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I'm gonna love you over and over and over and over again. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I'm gonna love you over and over and over and over again. I know they care what they say. Anything I go pay. I'm gonna love you.
Bye. fallait-il que je m'en souvienne? Petite fille, tu vois, on n'oublie pas. Je n'oublie pas.
The sound of Koffi Olomide from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that, South Africa's TKZ and Chibodo, and at the top was Over Again, the sound of Edem from Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Dee in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on, author Odile Kodu from Cote d'Ivoire.
Hello, my name is Betty Miner from Kenya. You're listening to the African Beat with David Van Dee on The Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America, Soul Provider by Lady Nancy from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Amiyo in the remix, the sound of Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo and Papa Wemba, all superstars in this special remix of Amiyo, originally done by Baby Manga of Cameroon. But right now, Soul Provider by Lady Nancy from Sierra Leone.
Joe Crack on the beat.
Na 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 na,
Lady Nancy.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Lady Nancy, the best.
we no go ever part.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
By Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo and Papa Wemba, another top soul provider by Lady Nancy from Sierra Leone. The African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Odile Kudu from Cote d'Ivoire, and we'll be talking about her new book, Now on the Shelf. Stay tuned. The best music comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bonga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. With me, your host, David Van. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, earlier on today when I started, I said I'll be talking to a beautiful African queen, and that is Odile Kudu from Cote d'Ivoire. Today we're here to talk about her book, The Blessing Legacy. Let me take this time to welcome you to the African Beat, Odile. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, David.
It is so great that you're here with me today, Odile. The Blessing Legacy, a memoir of Africa, a father's faith, and a destiny child. child. That is
fulfilled.
Yes, that one is fulfilled. That's exactly what we'll be talking about today. But the African Queen, the sound of Two-Face Adibia from Nigeria. Here we go right now.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African Queen. Just like the sun light up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. Hey, and just yesterday you came around my way. You changed my whole scene way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, is the African beauty, yeah, hey, yeah. Ooh, you are my African queen. Oh, Lord, ooh, Lord. Mm. Out of a million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. Mm. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile. Make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, yeah. And that is the African beauty. And I know, oh yes I know, you are my African queen. And I know, see I know, see I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it's his love, and I know that this love was surely sent from up above. 'Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen, and I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. In a man, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real. You are my African queen, the girl of my dream, the girl of my dream. You may have never been. Oh, na na, yeah.
African Queen, the sound of Two-Face Adibia. Remember, we're talking to Odile Kudu, the author of the book, The Blessing Legacy, a memoir of Africa, a father's faith, and a destiny fulfilled. Odile, how did you come about being a writer?
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't thinking to write this book. But it was only one man in my life inspired me. His faith was so deep. And sometimes observing him, I was thinking he was going crazy. And this man in my life was my dad, who just passed away in 2008. The man has a faith, strong faith, which is his weapon. I look at him, he was my hero, coach, and guidance. Dad also inspired me in a different way because he was rejected, hated by your families, even in all villages against him. The only thing coming in his mouth was, God is my judge, and I'm fighting. I know what I'm doing. I'm fighting for you, my children.
So basically, we're looking at the faith, the strong faith of your dad here.
Yes.
Even with all the rejection, even with all the persecution,
he was still standing.
And looking out for his children.
His children.
That is what I'm talking about. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, it is a mixture. Today with music, and we're talking about this great book by Odile Kudu from Côte d'Ivoire. I was reading your book, Odile.
Yes, sir.
And when you talk about the faith of your dad and how strong it was, and the kind of belief that he had in himself and that he's passing on to his children, and reading the book and looking at you, it's like you are as strong as your dad.
Yes. Sometimes they say dad can leave you the legacy, but this one do not leave me legacy of plantation, portion of land, houses, nothing, but just faith.
And that is what he left with you?
Yeah, that was his legacy left behind.
And you know, when you took the first step, when you were in Côte d'Ivoire, at 17, I believe.
16. Yes.
To walk out boldly to go and tell your dad that I want to go to Paris.
Yes.
You don't know anybody in Paris?
I don't know anyone in Paris.
No family member?
I don't
no
have
friends.
An idea about the Paris. I don't know how culture. I don't have an idea.
And you met your dad. You say, I want to go.
I say, Dad, I want to go to the Paris. He say, thank you, Jesus. This is what I will spend it. But we have a small problem.
I don't have money.
With a God. He say, with a God, everything is possible. But I do not. He do not say, I don't have. I do not have a cash with me right now. Oh, you don't have a money. I do not have a cash. But guess what? I'm going to take a portion of my land and sell it. I say, no, Daddy. I need your blessing.
Just give me your blessing.
Just give me your blessing.
And you are going with that.
And I was, he said, my daughter, you have spoken. The Almighty God have everything and hear you loud and clear. And the next day, I went back in the city, Abidjan, stay with my older sisters. And I met this guy, oldest man, from Ghana. And it wasn't a really coincidence. He said, young lady, what are you doing here? What is your parents? That was in his first action. I said, back home in the village. He was like, okay, I want to know how much it costs to go to now Paris.
To go to Paris. So eventually it was this man that actually helped you.
That's a man who helped me.
To go to Paris.
To go to Paris.
Okay. Now, you went to Paris.
Yes.
How did you make it?
So when I was in Paris, I had my older sister who knows a couple boy, hometown boys from my village. And these people helped me out, so I was living with them. There was three big boys.
There were three big boys. All right, you hold it right there. When we come back, we will talk about what actually happened to Odile, her experience in Paris, from this great book, The Blessing Legacy, A Memoir of Africa, A Father's Faith and a Destiny Fulfilled. But right now, let's get on to music as I bring you the sound of Tikenja Fakoli from Côte d'Ivoire. This is the African Revolution. Are we talking about Odile's revolution? Well, we gotta see. Let's enjoy this track right now. The African Revolution by Tikenja Fakoli from Côte d'Ivoire.
Young people. education. Go to school, brother, and learn what they are doing. It will open your eyes to the people's situation. Go to school, my brother. I said, go to school. We want a revolution, young people revolution, intelligent revolution, must be African education.
In your mind, brother, there is the power to change the world. This understanding will help make a better place. And your hands, brother.
Yeah, beautiful music from this wonderful show coming through your airwaves. The African Beat on the Voice of America. African Revolution, Chicken Jaffa Coli from Cote d'Ivoire. Welcome back to the show. And my guest is Odile Kudu from Cote d'Ivoire. And we're talking about her book. Yes, Odile. Now, we want you to share a little bit of your experience in Paris. These friends, boys from Cote d'Ivoire, actually took you in when you entered Paris.
Yeah, from my village.
Huh.
They were three boys from my village. So I was living with them for 1 year. I wasn't going to school in a full-time, you know, 1 year. Now in second years, two of those are three boys, two went to work and one left, you know, with me. And that day, it was a Saturday. I remember it was a Saturday night. And he told me, you are grown up enough to get married. In Africa, women don't looking for education. They're looking for husband. I say, well, not me, because I know reason why I'm here. If I want to get married, I should stay in Africa. So he said, okay, if you don't want to do that, guess what? You got to go to join your family. And funny thing about it is he already knew I don't have anybody. I don't have anyone, even family member in Paris. So he threw me out. This big, I can even, so young, so petite, I can even face this man. So what I did, I took my belonging and I walked away. Where I was going, I was praying, crying, was so cold. Because
So this guy actually kicked you out of the house?
Yes.
At night?
Night.
In Paris?
In Paris.
And it was winter?
Winter.
Can you imagine?
You know, in the Paris winter time.
But you know, you went through all of that and you were able to get your education in Paris.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because, you know, this life is what you want. It's about a decision. It's about a decision. When you have a decision to say, this is it, and believe in your faith, don't have a faith if you don't believe it. It doesn't make sense. Because faith is action. And my belief is action. So I believe in faith, and I say to myself, my dad and mother is behind. They counting on me. I cannot sink for this one.
You know, you talking now to me, and imagine you during that cold night in Paris, those cold nights, walking out there, finding a place to sleep, still trying to pursue your education. You say, because you've been kicked out, that cannot drown you. It cannot put you down.
No.
This shows how strong a woman you are.
Yeah. And I wasn't I wasn't, I think, almost 17. I wasn't underage. So what I did, I said, you know what? This is a real adventure. This is what they call real life, real experience.
Wow. For my listeners out there, you definitely need to get a copy of this book and see exactly, you'll be able to read exactly what Odile is trying to say here. All right, just stay tuned and don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk about Odile, another bold step that she made, how she left Paris to come to the United States of America. This woman is something else. She's strong. You need to see her. But let's go on with some music right now. The African Spirits, played for us by Freddy Shabaka from Sierra Leone. I tell you, she's got that African spirit, and that's why we're playing this track right now. African Spirit. Let's get it on.
This is to the African child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face, Malcolm has done it, Martin Luther has done it, Mandela has done it, it's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it, Harriet Tubman has done it, Nkrumah has done it. It's an African spirit. Mami Yoku has done it, Nnamdi Azikwe has done it, Bai Bure has done it. It's an African spirit.
By Freddie Shabaka from Sierra Leone, and my guest on the African Beat today, Odile Kudu from Cote d'Ivoire, the author of the book The Blessing Legacy, a memoir of Africa, a father's faith, and a destiny fulfilled. When you left Paris, you know, reading your book, I saw that you take chances.
Risk. I love a risk.
Risk. Let's use that.
Yes,
you love taking risks. After getting your education in Paris, you looked at Paris, you said, this is not my place.
Yeah. I said, I did not get my destination yet.
Your destination is not here. This is not your final destination.
No.
Then you need to move.
Yes.
And you decided to take a dip.
Mm-hmm.
To come to the United States of America.
Yes.
Just like Paris. You don't know anybody in America.
No.
You just jumped into the next plane and said, take me to New York.
Yes. Guess what, David? What happened was, what I got now... And a JFK. I even don't speak English, right? The custom was asking me, where are you going? I was like, everything going right here, and I go to the other side. Mm. So guess what he did? He patched my shoulder. Where are you going? Over his hand. I said, oh, you talking to me in French? He said, oui. So he got one Canadian French-speaking person to talk to me because he and I, we can even can communicate.
Okay.
It was so funny. And he said, do you have a family here? The guy said, okay, let it all go because we're going to stay here forever.
And that was it.
That was it.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And when you, according to your book, when you entered the United States, you knew straight off.
Yes, this is a place.
This is your final destination.
That's it. You know, sometimes you can be in the same place. You go to the same place, you know, you don't feel comfortable about the place where you are. It's your inner spoken to you to say this is not the right place where you're supposed to be.
Okay. Now, when you're writing this book, what were you thinking? What was the message you want the people who will read this book to get out of what you've written? What was the kind of message you want them to get?
Never give up. Never say never. Be strong. There is a hope if you have a God. My book is a living experience. It's not just about the book. Says Odile Kudu will be author or writer. No. It's a send a message. All African children living in the same situation like poverty. As a poverty parents don't have a way out, they just have to look up. It's a man up there who loves them to never give up.
Odile Kudu, the author of the book, The Blessing Legacy, a memoir of Africa, a father's faith, and a destiny fulfilled. Never give up.
Never give up.
Be strong.
Never say never.
And you never say never. Yeah. Yes, indeed. This is the African Beat, and that's just the way we do it here. My guest is Odile, and you heard her right. I don't even need to go over that. But I want you to keep listening because the African Beat will come back, and there'll be more from Odile. Let's enjoy some music now from Ghana. And this is the African Reggae Fever, done for us by the award-winning Rocky Dawuni.
Now African reggae fever, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. From Accra down to Lagos to Addis Ababa, it is the common man's time now to make it. Rewind and come again. African reggae fever, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. This one is for the rockets from Accra
African Reggae Fever, the sound of Rocky Dawuni from Ghana. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest on the show today, Odile Kudu, author of the book The Blessing Legacy, a memoir of Africa, a father's faith, and a destiny fulfilled. Now, Odile, people definitely that have been listening to you, we want to know more about this book, how they can get it, who they can call, or which website they can go to.
Well, they can go to www.theblessinglegacy.com. They can also go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and get the copies.
www.theblessinglegacy. All is one word.
One word, yes.
The Blessing Legacy is one word.
Yeah, .com.
.com. Mm-hmm. So you can go there, go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can get it.
Okay.
And, you can also talk to Odile. Is there a phone number that you can contact?
Yes, 443-414-2780.
443-414-2780. That is Odile. If you want her to autograph your book, to sign your book, the book that you're going to buy from her, you can contact her directly. But this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And now, Odile, the old man has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Accept our sympathy here from the Voice of America and the African Beat.
Thank you.
But now I want you to tell our listeners out there, this old man left something in you as a person that you want to pass on to those who will read your book. What is it?
Dad left me a faith. God's faith never fail. That was his son. When you have a God faith, you can never, ever fail. It may take too long, but you will reach your destiny and really good.
And according to your book, you were talking to your dad until the time he passed.
Yes. The point was, dad wasn't straight with me to say he was living in me. So he was telling me, he said, even I will be too far from you, but I will live inside you. You're not alone. And I'm trusting you. Remember, David, we are eight children. I'm second girl in the family. But in Africa, men are powerful. Boys are powerful than a woman. You know that, right? But this man trusted me, I don't know why. And this trust really fired me up.
And did you leave it?
And I believe it.
You leave that trust?
And I live in that trust.
And you're still working with that?
And I'm still working there. He told me, if I'm too far from you, it's not because you do not see me, but I'm in your sight.
Okay, wow, I understand. You're married and you have kids.
Yes, I'm married. And my husband is David too.
For real?
Yes, it seems like I'm in a David town. Two beautiful children, Cynthia and Leslie Kudu.
Uh-huh. And they're all here with you in Baltimore?
Yeah, they are with me. They are at school right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to wish them all the best out there. And to you, Odile, I want to wish you all the best as you push out this book. And I hope that people will get a copy and they will see exactly what you saw in your dad. And the kind of legacy that he left in you, which was not money, it was not a piece of land, it was not cars, it was not a big mansion, but he left you something that has made you the woman you are today.
Amen, yes.
So if fans out there are listening to you, that you believe are buying your book and will be reading it, what is your message to them?
My message to them, like I was saying in the beginning, is a hope. You just have to trust yourself and believe in God. Because if you don't trust yourself, I don't think so, and believe you will trust somebody else, even in God. So try to get to know yourself.
So you have to know yourself, and you trust yourself, and you believe in yourself.
Yes.
That's the point out there. Thank you very much, my guest today, Odile Kudu from Côte d'Ivoire, and the author of the book, The Blessing Legacy, a memoir of Africa, a father's faith, and a destiny fulfilled. You need to get a copy of this book. You have the soft copy, and you have the hard cover. You can get it anywhere on the www.theblessinglegacy.com, Amazon, and Barnes & Nobles. Well, with all of that today, I want to thank you on behalf of my guest, Odile, and our engineers here at The Voice of America. For wherever you are, whatever you do, as long as you keep listening to this show, I say bravo to you. Till then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with a sound from Ahmed Sultan of Morocco. It's called Africa Soul Reggae Music. This is how I say bye-bye.
Don't you let me go.